Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's some serious Texas blues there from Billy, Dusty, and Frank, that little band from Texas. Bringing us back 7 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the smallbusinessadvocate.com. And smallbusinessadvocate.com is my website and my book website, The Third Ingredient, with the number 3, thethirdingredient.com. Stephen Russo is here. Stephen is Executive Vice President at Ellipsis, Inc. We're talking about crypto, the crypto world. In previous segment, we talked about initial coin offerings. Have basically gone away and being replaced by initial exchange offerings, but it's all still crypto. It's all still a lot of juju for a lot of folks, Stephen, and it brings us to the cryptocurrency market. A lot of this stuff is just seems like smoke and mirrors to a lot of people. We know what's happened to Bitcoin. It's gone to almost $20,000 a coin, and then to way down, it dropped down to, what, $6,000? Now it's back up a little bit. That's the prominent one. There are plenty of other, what are there, 2,000 or so other coins out there? What you would make of all this?
There are quite a few coins out there. And I think today you're on track with what you're saying, Jim. I think the market is following Bitcoin. If Bitcoin is soaring, the market tends to soar. The altcoins follow, you know, shortly behind what Bitcoin does. A lot of it driven by emotion, a little bit different than the stock markets around the world, that, you know, people go by facts and figures and sales and reports and things like that, whereas in the crypto world, there's a lot of emotion into it,
which is not that's not solid. That's not substantial. That's not intrinsic. Those kinds of things. You know, I mean, like I say, I grew up. Most of us grew up in a world where, you know, nothing happens till somebody makes a sale. A customer says, "Here's my money. Give me my stuff."
Hence the reason for the volatility that you see in the cryptocurrency world. That's why you see such dynamic swings. And you know, there's all sorts of other reports and reasons. Like the last one was purported to be a big sell-off by a major Bitcoin holder who tried to drive the market down so that he could rebuy it again and pick up millions of dollars. You know, and that probably is exactly what happened.
But these things are unregulated. These scenarios are unregulated, Stephen. But here's what's almost worse. The regulators they're still analog thinkers. They're still 20th century thinkers. They don't know how to regulate these new things. And that's the challenge we've got with Google and with Amazon and with Facebook and our government and cryptocurrency. We've got an analog regulatory state trying to deal with a digital world, and they don't know how to do it. They don't move fast enough. And they can't strike the balance between protecting people and not inhibiting innovation and growth. What do you think about that?
That's somewhat true, Jim, but I will tell you exactly what's going on in that area. And that is that the United States Security and Exchange Commission was sitting on the sidelines, and they were trying to create regulation through case law, meaning they were going out and sending action letters against cryptocurrency firms and then taking them to action, and they were letting those court cases be the case law that drove the regulation.
Right.
Well, Facebook Libra forced their hand. Mm-hmm. Facebook announced they're going to come out with a Libra coin. The SEC absolutely panicked, and within 2 to 3 weeks, they put out legislation that normally would take them a year and a half to 2 years to put out.
Mm-hmm.
Now, where is the significance to that? The significance to that is what's happening now is the United States is the leader, and other countries are now following suit on whatever the U.S. does. That's what they're following. So we're now kind of setting the standard. And the U.S., by the way, is going ahead and treating cryptocurrency pretty much almost identical to the way they treat any other security. So they're not recreating the wheel. They're saying, look, you need to be fair. You need to be honest. You need to show what your sales are going to be. You need to show the history. You need to show all of these things, all of these risk factors, just like you would if you were doing a Reg D or a Reg A plus, you know, or an IPO.
With the due diligence section and everything. Yeah, but how do you, with some of these currencies, I mean, there's nothing behind them. There are no sales behind them. They just launched them. You and I could launch a new coin today.
Yeah, but the difference today, Jim, is it won't be successful. Yeah. I could literally have my team make a coin in about 4 hours, to your point. But nothing will happen with it. No one will buy it because now the market is no longer
What is put behind the coins that you're talking about? What is behind those?
Now they're being, some companies are treating them more like they would a stock. In other words, ownership in their company, equity right. ownership. Some are being backed by assets. You're going to find different coins come out.
This is going to change Wall Street, isn't it? And see, I see cryptocurrency becoming an asset, a store of value from a corporate asset standpoint. What I'm concerned about is when it becomes a currency, a non-sovereign state currency, a non-fiat currency. And I want you to address that when we come back. Are there sovereign currencies out there, folks? Are they in some danger of being replaced by cryptocurrencies? And is that a good thing for the world? Tintail, right back with Stephen Russo. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.